Welcome, everybody, to Unscripted Unlimited, calling all geeks and geek culture. I am your host, Superman Daniel Hummer. I'm here with my Lois Lane. Everybody, my brother Doug. How you doing, bud?
I am doing very well today. It's been an awesome day.
Yes.
Got a lot of stuff done. Took care of some swollen lug nuts.
Yes, you did.
Although a lot of people might say I am a swollen lug nut. But yeah, got some shit done.
There you go. All right. We got a lot to get into. A lot of spotlights here. We'll be doing Catwoman for our character. So that's the little bit we'll give away. Before we get into all that, we got Dougie with the plugs. Dougie with the pluggies, and also a huge announcement.
Should I do the huge announcement first or the plugs first?
Do the plugs first.
Okay, listen to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday, Friday night, Mixlr.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. They can be found on all your major podcast platforms. Usually around 10:15, 10:20-ish Eastern time, right after wrestling's over. You listen to us, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, Friday nights, blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. Next Friday, or this upcoming Friday night, July 2nd, there will be no show. Daniel and I are going to be out of town, visiting friends and our mama.
Mommy.
So there will be no show Friday night, but when we come back July 9th, Daniel, it's actually going to be your turn to pick the show.
For what, wrestling?
For Unscripted Wrestling, yes.
Okay. I want to do that on No Mercy. It's going to be a show of this era. I want to do the No Mercy with Braun Strowman and Brock and John and Roman Reigns.
The 2017 one?
Yeah.
That actually also had a really good tag team title match with Sheamus and Cesaro versus Ambrose and Rollins. So I'm down.
Yeah, we haven't done anything really past 2010, so I want to do that.
Okay. Yeah, and cool. All right. Just remember that you said that. So when I bring it up to you, you don't accuse me of it being my idea.
It wasn't. Yeah, I know it's not your idea.
Yeah.
It's from 2017.
Right. So, all right, so we got that going up. Also, listen to us on Saturdays, of course, for Unscripted Unlimited. Again, no show next Saturday.
No.
But we will be back in 2 weeks. Times usually vary. It depends on Daniel's work schedule, and it also depends on, what kind of trouble I get myself into. And, of course, Saturday nights usually vary. Could be a history lesson. Could be a UFC review. Could be a settle it in the ring.
Yeah, it could be. And we, of course, got Scaredy Cats every Sunday at 3 p.m. We're going to be pre-recording tomorrow, so we still got content for you next Sunday, so you guys won't be too hungry. And we're going to be doing that tomorrow. Also, we do have a big announcement. It's fitting that we do this on the Geek Show, because this is all about toys, all about, so I am going to give it to you so you can do the announcement, Doug, don't worry. I'm just giving some context. This is the Geek Show, so a lot of people that love geek and geek culture are listening to this, and this announcement is for you and where we're going to be in the future. Go ahead, Doug.
Okay, so Saturday, September the 18th, which is about probably, I'd say from now, probably about 10, 11 weeks from today. I don't have like an actual calendar in front of me, so I can't count the Saturdays, but just take my word for it, kind of. But Saturday, September 18th, in Merchantville, New Jersey, us, myself, Dan, our sister Mindy, from Scaredy Cats, and of course our buddy Eric, we'll be at the Merchantville Toy Fair, brought to you by Play With Toys and Collectibles.
Yes.
It is a street fair, and we will be vending.
Yeah.
Oh, Eric's here. So we will be vending. So we're going to be selling, some toys, some comics.
Yes.
We may do some stuff with the podcast. I'm not sure. I got to talk to the guy.
Yeah.
See if he'll let us do, maybe a live show or something like that. But they're advertising like special appearances and
a live unlimited show would be cool, huh?
Yeah. So, and here's basically we're going to be selling some Mighty Ducks figures, wrestling figures. You know, you and I are going to be going through some stuff. Comics, Turtles figures, Spawn stuff, and I'm going to be doing a lot of toy hunting over the next couple of months.
Yes.
To get us stuff to take.
Yes.
And anybody out there that happens to be friends with us and that we see you a lot, and we happen to see you a lot or are going to see you, if you have, figures that you're willing to get rid of, bring them to the Papas. So that'll be September 18th. It'll be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Merchantville, New Jersey. And we hope to see everybody there. We will obviously keep plugging this thing because that's actually one of the deals I made with the guy.
Yeah.
We're hitting big time.
There you go. That's where we'll be September 18th. Make sure to show out. All right. Let's get into it, Dutch.
All right.
We got a lot here. My character spotlight I picked for this week is Catwoman.
Okay.
For various reasons. Created by Bill Finger and Bob Kane, just like Batman, the two guys that basically created DC and, superhero comics, as we know. Catwoman's an interesting character for a multitude of reasons. One, not only because she's an anti-hero, right? She's one of those that, depending on her depiction, whether it's cartoon, movie, comic, she's been seen as both a good guy and a bad guy.
Right, well, because she was very mild. From what I remember from Batman Returns.
Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer, who played Catwoman.
Yes.
She was a very mild-mannered, young lady.
Yeah.
And she was actually pretty young back then. But when she turned into Catwoman, obviously she became, the bad person or whatever.
Yeah. Well, she was more of a villain in that movie.
Yeah, more of a villain in that movie. I know when Halle Berry played her in the Catwoman movie, I believe she was a hero, right?
Yeah, she was a heroine, but that doesn't count. That's one of the worst comic book movies of all time. Totally did away with her whole backstory. Gave her something new and fresh that sucked ass. So that movie is not really talked. But it is important for Catwoman, but the movie sucks. If you remember I'm gonna forget her name now, but she's very big. Anne Hathaway. Yeah. Dark Knight Rises. Her version of Catwoman was more of a hero.
Right.
And her about settling down with Batman at the end. What makes Catwoman so interesting is that she's got this dynamic with Batman that she's probably the closest, thing that he's ever had to a relationship. He's done his little flirting with Wonder Woman here and there.
More recently in the cartoon, yeah.
Yeah, in the cartoons. And even in the comics it was there, but it was always just a flirtatious relationship, nothing too much more than that. This is like his relationship, It's always, will he settle down and marry Catwoman or will he won't? It does a lot of things for the Batman character, and I think that she means a lot to DC Comics. And she's sort of an underrated, character for what she is. But I think she's provided a lot of good content over the years.
Yeah. I mean, I think so. I mean, I enjoyed, Batman Returns, I thought was a very underrated movie.
Yes.
It sucks that they didn't let Tim Burton keep going with the Batman movies.
Yes.
Wonder Woman is actually... Well, first of all, Wonder Woman's always been pretty.
Catwoman.
Yeah, I apologize. Catwoman's always been pretty.
Yeah. I mean, she means a lot to for various different degrees. The young and beautiful Zoe Kravitz will be playing her in Robert Pattinson's Batman movie coming up.
Really?
So the character will be getting new life, and I think it might be more, again, as another like love interest, because you got the Riddler in there, you got the Penguin, so they already got villains.
Who's playing the Riddler in that movie, do you know?
Yeah, Paul Dano from Little Miss Sunshine fame. He was the teenage kid with the vow of silence. Yeah, he's going to be the Riddler. And
who's the Penguin?
Colin Farrell. And they've had, let me pull up the image.
Colin Farrell is tall. Isn't the Penguin a short little fat guy?
You got to see what, like, he doesn't even look recognizable. Like, it's fucking crazy. I know this isn't video, but I got to show you. Like, they totally fucking, like, you can't even tell that it's, like, see? Like,
what
that looks nothing
hell?
Like him. Yeah, they did a really good job making him look ugly as fuck. So, that's going to be great. I mean, it looks really good. And the character's going to have new life. A couple of big comics that she was a part of. The Hush storyline really, you know, played on her love for Batman. Because she's one of the only people to find out that he's Bruce Wayne. Because he's comfortable enough to tell it.
Right.
And that those two dynamics really make Batman's comics. And Batman's known for the Bat family.
Right.
You know, a lot of people think he works alone, and he's kind of known for that. But the Bat family is big with all the Robins and Batwoman, Batgirl, and obviously Catwoman. Another big storyline. And it was never really called an official group, but it's something that I love with her. It is Gotham City Sirens. And that was the trio of her, Harley Quinn, and Poison Ivy.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, it was a comic run, and it was badass. And there's,
isn't that kind of like in Injustice 2? Don't they kind of run that?
Oh, they do get together in Injustice 2. But they've been together for various storylines. They also play on it a little bit in the Harley Quinn series.
Okay.
But those three team up on a few different times. And it's usually badass. Catwoman's a great character. I mean, she's one of the Batman or DC characters that's been pretty, like, recognized in media. You know, like, she was in everything. Like, she showed up in the Batman animated series.
Right.
She's been in multiple movies. She's had her own movie. She was huge in the Adam West TV show.
Right, Eartha Kitt.
Yes. The Great Eartha Kitt. And, you know, the character's going to get new life in this movie, so I think it was nice to talk about her.
Yeah.
I enjoy Catwoman, and I can't wait to see what else she has. I mean,
Catwoman, obviously not a crazy cat lady.
No. And they also, her and Batman have a kid in the comics. You know that?
I did not.
Huntress from Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
In, like, a various timeline, like, in a different, like, it's like an Elseworld thing. She's their kid.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's good shit. But let's move on. What do you got for your, so I guess we're staying in the Batman realm for your cartoon spotlight, huh?
Yeah. So we're going to do Batman the Animated Series because this is actually, one show that you and I really did not have to watch.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, Daniel and I would actually benefit if there were either more hours in a day or you added two extra days in a week. So if anybody can make that happen, I don't know how, but just do it. But so Batman the Animated Series started in 92. I think it went all the way to like 96 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
I used to watch it. It used to be on every day after school around 4 o'clock. Around 4:30. I get home probably at like 3:30 from elementary school. Have to do like maybe like homework or something.
Or yeah. I do like 10 minutes worth of homework and then lie to mom and dad and say that I was done just so I could watch TV. By the way, I sucked as a student. But then get to watch that at like, you know, 4 or 4:30 because that was my shit.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things, and dad actually liked watching it with me. Which is why, like, you know, and I've talked about on the show before how, like, I kind of got banned from watching everything that I liked. But because he liked Batman the Animated Series, I think this was, like, one of the only things that he did not ban me from watching.
No, this is just Batman the Animated Series, right? We're not going to talk
about... Yeah, we're not going to go Batman Beyond. We're not going to go...
The New Adventures. Because technically that's kind of like a continuation, but different animation a little bit.
Yeah. So, no, it's Batman the Animated Series from 92 to 96.
I mean, this is big for a multitude of reasons, Doug.
It started, we talked about, I think it was on a cartoon, was it the tier cartoon that we did? The tier list?
Yeah.
And somebody had said that basically this started the DC cartoon universe.
Oh, yeah, it did. I mean, after this, the DC Animated Universe was huge. You got this, the Superman Animated
Series. Well, yeah, Superman came in after.
Yes.
Way after.
Static Shock, Batman Beyond, and obviously Justice League and Justice League Unlimited. You know, everything that is wrong with, like, the movie universe and that people want from the movie universe, this is, like, the definitive universe to check out, you know, if you are a big DC fan and you want to sink your teeth into the content. But also... A lot of people, comics, you know, Batman's been used everywhere, right? Movies, comics, video games. A lot of people, this is their favorite incarnation.
Right.
This is their Batman. And I think for good reason. I think it does a lot of things very well.
Well, yeah, it does. And, like, some of the bad guys on here, like, I remember, I actually think it was Ra's al Ghul. Because I actually think he did a couple of spots on here.
He did.
And there was a thing where, like, here's my memory of it as a kid. Watching the show and seeing, like, Ra's al Ghul, like, fall off a ledge or something.
Yeah.
And then he comes back as this bad guy, and he threatens his daughter, and, which, like, actually, like, in certain universes, or the new Robin, Damian, isn't that... Batman and Ra's al Ghul daughter's son.
Yeah, that's in the main continuity, yes.
Okay. So, like, even back then, like, Batman was kind of not necessarily fooling around.
Yeah. They have a relationship,
but
though.
They had, like, a relationship, like, even in there. And then, like, Ra's al Ghul, when he became this bad guy after he, you know, fell to what everybody thought was his death. And then even seeing, like, in the cartoon, they even... portrayed Harvey Dent's accident.
Yeah.
All right, and that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. It did a really good job with the villains, and it really made you kind of feel for the villains. It gave them compelling stories. Like, I'll never forget the Mr. Freeze episode.
Okay.
And getting into the backstory of his wife's death and just, you know, how he really is kind of a good guy on the inside, but he's so fucked up from all the shit. And, you know, Clayface... All these great villains. I mean, obviously Joker is known for this show too. But
I used to have an episode on tape. I'm pretty sure I don't have it anymore because we taped this in like 1993.
Okay.
And it was an episode where Joker, I think, went after like some politician or something. And Harley like kind of put a spell on him, so everybody was under guard with him. With this guy.
Yeah.
And then, but somehow, like, he started laughing and his face, like, kind of turned into the Joker.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And then somebody else was being targeted and they tried to actually fool the Joker by having the guy actually dress up in Batman's costume.
Yeah.
But I think it was, like, a cat or something. Scratch Batman. Because the cat got infected with the Joker, whatever. And so the cat scratched Batman, and he turned into the Joker, and I was just like, no, no way. But then they took that guy's mask off, and it was the guy they were trying to protect.
Yeah.
And I was just like, holy. You know, I didn't swear back
then. Holy.
But yeah, like, just like that, that episode, like,
Did the people talk about DC being too dark or whatever? This was a show for kids, and honestly, this was still, like, it was dark, but they did it the right way, and it was kind of like a kid's version of a scary movie. Like, if you were a little kid and you wanted to do something a little edgy, but not like you're not going to go watch a scary movie or watch something to scare the shit out of you, you'll put this on. Because they did have those moments that were like, holy shit, this is a little terrifying.
Okay, so back in the early 90s, that's when they – or actually not even early 90s. I think it was more like they started in like the mid-90s, maybe like 93, 94. They started putting the TV, you know, the TV rating like in the corner.
Yeah.
Like what they actually started rating TV shows. And Batman the Animated Series was rated TV-Y7. Now, that means that it is suitable for all kids over the age of 7 years old. And, like, you know, people could say, you know, oh, you know, it wasn't really meant for... Gargoyles was rated the exact same damn thing.
Yeah.
Okay? And Gargoyles... Here's the thing, and, like, when we do, like, a Gargoyle spotlight or whatever,
yeah,
like, we'll talk about this, I actually think Gargoyles was darker than that.
Yeah, and... Well, and here's the thing. Like, it was dark, but it was also... It's one of the only great shows that... You can watch it, like, you can watch it with your little brother, and we can both get the same amount of enjoyment out of it.
Yeah.
You can watch it with your son and be like, oh, I think this is good, too. This is good shit. But my kid can also watch it. There's not really swearing. There's not blood. There's not, like, a lot of, you know, scary shit. It's darker a little bit in tone and stuff, but there's also good messages in there about, like, hope and, you know, like Robin. They show the whole Robin thing and his parents dying and everything.
Yeah.
They do a better job of that than the movies did. And I do think this is the definitive Batman thing that people should watch. Like, if they want Batman,
no, I agree with you.
Like, if you've never really fucked with Batman, you're like, I want something that's going to get me hooked. You watch this.
Yeah. It got me hooked. I was never really, like, a big Batman fan until I started watching this.
And have you ever seen Mask of the Phantasm?
Maybe.
It's the animated movie. And they made an animated movie based on the series called Mask of the Phantasm. And it actually hit theaters. And it's still, it's one of people's favorite Batman movies to this day.
I think I tried to get either mom or dad and or both to take me to see that. But didn't happen.
I mean, it's an animated series that has won 4 Emmy Awards.
Yeah.
So, and big deal, you know, love the show. Yeah. Great show. And one of my favorite interpretations of the Joker, too. Mark Hamill, for being a Star Wars guy, Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
Great Joker.
Right.
Great fucking Joker. He was menacing. He scared the shit. He probably scared the shit out of more little kids than anybody.
That's what I'm thinking.
But it was still good. Like, it's still not bad for kids. I'm going to show my kid it one day. Fuck, why not?
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
think there's anything wrong with it. I
don't think so either.
It's not like there's much swearing or anything. They even give a couple like ass and shits in some of the Marvel movies.
Right.
So, yeah, I think this is fine for kids. And I just really enjoy the cartoon. Just some of the great portrayals, you know, Alfred. It's one of my favorite Alfreds. And the bald version of the butler.
Yeah.
It's kind of snarky. I love the Alfred. And, yeah, just I really like the show as well. All right, we're going to move on. This is going to be a short one today, Dutchie.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm going to get into my comic spotlight.
And then we'll do the toys last?
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Exo Man of War. Let me show you some pictures of this guy, Doug. Badass. It's about time we did a comic spotlight on something other than Marvel and DC. I'm giving you people what you want. Exo Man of War. One of my favorite, now that I'm reading the Valiant Universe, that's our guy.
Jeez.
That one's badass. I'm really liking the Valiant Universe so far. That's kind of been what my reading has consisted of, so that you'll probably be seeing a lot of Valiant stuff on here over the next month. And that's fine. They're a great publisher. They're a great alternative universe to Marvel and DC. If you want something different, want something alternative, but still want a cool superhero universe to get into, Valiant's the way to go. And one of their, you know, big, like, heroes, I'd say he's definitely in the top three, is Exo Man of War. So Erika Drakia, he was a Visigoth warrior. He fought the Romans, and he came... His father died in battle, but he came in contact with this alien race called the Vine, right?
Okay.
And the Vine, these fucked up alien race from the future, they came back in time. And that's the cool thing about the Valiant universe, is the whole story and all the stories that connect together are all from various places in time, all kind of, you know, all coming together to the modern age. So it's dope. So he comes in, and this is this... By the way, Exo Man of War, I'm just doing volume one here. This is volume one by the Sword. This is his origin story. So there is more to get into later. We'll love to do a comic spotlight at him some point. This is just his origin story. He comes in the, you know, contact with the Vine, and they have this armor called the Exo Armor, you know, the Shanahara. And it's like the most sacred thing. All their great commanders, they get in the armor at some point to see if it's worthy. And it's kind of like Thor's hammer, but the kick is here. If you're not worthy, you die. You have like a seizure, and you fucking die. So
is the risk really worth the reward?
Well, they have like a priest that worships it too. And like it's like one of their most ancient relics. So they really need to, and it's got such amazing powers. And we'll get into those powers. He escapes because he's held prisoner. He beats the shit out of him a little bit, you know, kind of does like a Total Recon shit. And then he gets to the armor on accident, and the armor molds with him. And it molded with a human, you know, it's against the prophecy. The priests can't believe it. He kills a lot of the other people. He takes the fuck off, and he ends up... And this is actually kind of a funny part. He ends up in Rome, but he ends up in Rome now. And he goes in and starts fucking shit up, fucking up security guards and shit. There's people entering because it's like a tourist spot now. And then he's sitting there like, what the fuck? Because he thought he was coming back to do battle. But he ended up like now. So that's kind of where it left off. And then he's like in modern day times. And he's just like, what the fuck happened? Where's my wife and all this shit? So... it's going to continue to go into that. But the origin story and the armor is so damn cool. Think of Iron Man times five, and it's like godlike ability. Enhanced strength, speed, reflexes, healing process, flight, scan cloaking, and has these energy blasts, and it can make like an energy sword.
Right.
He fucks people up, chops them down with it. The guy's cool. I'm really into it. I'm going to get into more of it soon. And, yeah, Exo Man of War. Volume one through the Sword. It's issues 1-4. Check them out, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Doug, what toy you got?
Okay, so, and leading up to the toy fair, we're going to be doing a lot of the toys that we're going to be selling. So basically, we're putting over what we're selling because that's what salesmen are supposed to do.
Yeah.
So this week's spotlight is actually going to be on the James Bond Jr. Toys.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I actually have some here. Now, obviously, you can't see it because we're not doing a video. But, so, they were made by Hasbro. Of course, I get Hasbro stuff. Okay? The same ones that gave you, you know, wrestling figures and Hasbro. Hasbro's a huge company.
Yeah.
By the way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they bought Milton Bradley.
Yeah.
So, James Bond Jr. and, So you have James Bond Jr. as a figure, but you also have JB, you know, JB Jr. in like different like things. Like there's one of him in scuba gear and flight gear and ninja gear. But you also have like IQ, Odd Job, who was a villain, Walker D. Plank, Dr. No, Dr. Derange and Jaws, but you also have James's buddies, IQ, Buddy Mitchell, and Gordo. on here. All right, so I actually have four of these figures. I got two loose and I got two carded.
Yeah.
Okay. I got the carded ones this week. From a nice lady by the name of Joy Belding in Clearwater, Florida. So thank you again.
Thank you, Joy.
Yeah. So I've actually got Dr. Derange, and I've got Odd Job. And Odd Job actually comes with his hat that he always used as a weapon.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a villain?
Yes. He worked, I think, with Goldfinger.
Oh, shit.
Okay. And he uses his hat, and what he does with his hat is he flings his hat kind of like a boomerang, and it takes people, like, off guard or catches them off guard and, you know, knocks them down or whatever.
Yeah.
By the way, Odd Job would be my stage name if I ever became a porn star.
That is an odd job.
Yeah. For me, anyway. But, yeah, like, I have Odd Job, and I have Dr. Derange on card. And loose, I actually have... James Bond Jr. and IQ.
Yes.
So I got the regular James Bond Jr. and I got IQ. So these figures, and I want to say that this is not the first time I've owned the James Bond Jr. figure.
Yeah.
I want to say that I've gotten it before. Because I'm pretty sure, you know, even as a kid, I wasn't just collecting wrestling figures. I had Ninja Turtle stuff. I had real Ghostbusters figures. I had one of these, I believe. I think I had some G.I. Joes. Like, I was collecting action figures.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's what you do. But, so, it's a fun little series. And, like, because the show was as popular as it was, and you had, like... you only had like 65 episodes of the show, but it really was like, I thought it was a good show.
Yeah.
So, but like any cartoon, like you're going to get action figures out of it. I don't know, like, if these are like really like valuable. I mean, to me, like they are. So, like, when we take them to the toy fair, I'm not going to overcharge. I'm not going to say, oh, $100 and it's yours.
Yeah.
Okay. But, like, you could probably, like, I would say, like, actually market value on this would probably be about $35 to $50.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, no, like, I like these figures. I actually like the way, especially the villains look. Like, you know, you can rotate Dr. Derange's head, and he's got, like, this little blue thing with him. And, you know, Odd Job, obviously, you can put the hat on him. But, yeah, no, they're really cool figures. I've got them actually all in really decent shape.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, they look like they're in decent shape. I mean, they haven't been opened.
I think they're badass.
Yeah. But, yes, we will be taking them. And hopefully I can get more of them.
Yes.
Like, I am on the hunt. I'm on the search.
Yeah, and I plan on getting that volume, you know, hardcover for Exo Man of War, so we can bring that, too.
Yeah. So, but, like, I will be bringing the James Bond Jr. figures with it. Like I said, hoping to get more. I just got to find a toy store that actually carries them.
Yeah.
or, like, if any of my dealer friends on Facebook have any more, you know, show them to Papa.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so this is one of the many toy lines that we are bringing with us.
All right. Sounds good.
So, but, yeah, that's the toy spotlight. I mean, you know, we talked about the cartoon in our very first episode that we did.
Yes, we did.
You know, the show is very marketable, yeah. Obviously, with the toys, and they're cool-looking toys. They don't look like shit.
No, they look badass, especially with this gold chain.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually really like this Odd Job figure.
Yeah, me too. I like that look.
Yeah, so look for that one when we're in Jersey in September. Yeah. I'll have them there.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're a collector of action figures and, you know, because there is like a very niche like group of people that like James Bond Jr.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of that, you know, stop by, you know, we can even talk to some people, talk a little bit of James Bond Jr. or whatever.
All right.
But yeah, so.
All righty. So that was Unscripted Unlimited. It's kind of a shorter episode, but that's all right. We got into some good shit. Catwoman, Exo, Man of War, James Bond Jr. and Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah. We will be back in 2 weeks.
Yep. And we love you guys.
All right. Later, everybody.
All right. Been a struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Shake it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall.